Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours here at ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And we would be remiss if we didn't give some Cougs love to start off the show this morning, because they did it again last night on Big Monday. Kicked Baylor's ass. I'm going to tell you what. There's a difference in this team. They're not so reliant on Sasser or Shedd. With, you know, LJ's got to score for him. I don't think there's any question about that. Hopefully Sharp will get back to where he was before his injury. But the emergence of Milos Uzan and the way that he's playing, and some really good minutes from Malik Wilson that you're getting, and Jawan Roberts is just a beast inside. So this is, and if JoJo, I mean, if this team can stay healthy, this team's got a chance to do some special things. There are 100 straight weeks in the top 25, so congratulations there. And they just showed that they're just the dominant team in the Big 12 once again. So got to give them some love before we start talking. I know we'll talk some football and everything else, but them Cougs definitely deserve to get to that love here.
Yeah, and what, yeah, kind of what you're talking about is that you don't have, like, and sometimes I don't know if it's good or not, because it on paper it's really good to have multiple players, because they are deeper. They feel deeper in terms of impact players. It's weird because Houston always has impact players. They're just impact in a different way. Some of them are just, you know, grinders and guys who rebound or block shots. They've had that in the front court in the past. But with this team, you do have, it feels like, maybe a little bit more talent at the top. Maybe, but you don't have the surefire, this is the guy, as you mentioned. If on paper, it feels like a better way to go about things, but, you know, the weird thing about the tournament is you usually teams need to have those this is the guy, because that's the way you move forward, is by having a dude, one guy that you can rely on, and they usually carry it up to a certain point, and then that's when you need to have kind of a team. Once you get to like a Final Four, sometime an Elite Eight, you really need the team effort. But it's not a bad thing to have a dude, you know, because we've seen – John Wallace with Syracuse, Carmelo with Syracuse. We've seen
a bunch.
Gordon Hayward.
Well,
with
and
Gonzaga,
this year we're seeing Cooper Flagg.
Or Butler, rather. What's that?
This year we're seeing Cooper Flagg.
Well, you know. Even though it's Duke, so yeah, it's Cooper Flagg is going to.
It's Cooper Flagg show. No, how about this? No player has led his team in every statistical category and gone to the tournament.
What?
How about that? Yeah, I read
How's
that this
possible?
Morning. I was like, what now?
There's never been a great wing player somewhere who had four and a half assists?
In every statistical category, never been a guy, and taking his team to the tournament.
Wow.
So he is doing something unprecedented right now. I'd rather, if you want to know the truth, I like this team, because if you're able to shut him down, you're able to, and then guys are going to be lost if you double-team him and you can't. You know, he can't do anything one game, or if he's just off one game, then you're leaving it on guys that haven't had that kind of effect on the team all season long. You know, Terrence Arsenault had a nice impact last night. There's just, it could be JoJo, it could be Malik Wilson, It could be Uzan. It could be any guy. LJ's been really, really consistent. It would really be, and he was 3-for-7 last night from three, but it would be really good if Emmanuel Sharp got back to, because he at the beginning of the season, he was incredible. His shooting was incredible. He wasn't going to stay that hot, but if he can get to anywhere near where he was, because he really hasn't been the same guy. He started maybe a little bit last night, 3-for-7 from three, and he put up and he got 10 points. So that was nice to see Emmanuel Sharp doing some nice stuff. But it's good. We got another team that's going to make a run, bro. And this team is going to be a 2 seed probably, and I think that's better than being the 1 seed. If you want to know the truth, the target isn't going to be on their back like it has been in the past, and this team can make a lot of noise in the NCAA tournament. This could be fun.
Well, it's a deep starting lineup. One of the things that has been a little bit different, I need to look at it's more recently than you know, I need to look at historically this year versus past years, is defensively they're not quite as efficient. Baylor shot the ball well, really well against the Cougs. Outshot them 57% from the field, shot 60% from the 3-point line yesterday. Baylor made 9 of 15 threes yesterday. Didn't get up a ton of threes. I mean, Houston was 10 of 24. And then Baylor out-rebounded. Houston out-rebounded Baylor just by a little bit.
Barely.
But the turnovers, barely.
But the turnovers
were the big deal yesterday. Yeah. And Cougars getting points off turnovers.
10 assists, 15 turnovers. That's Cougar basketball right there.
Yeah.
Baylor had 10 assists and 15 turnovers. So... yeah, they're still. Yeah, I agree with you though. I mean, like that Kansas game, like there are games where they're shooting it out. Hey, the Cougs shot 51% yesterday and 42 from three. So, not 60% like Baylor did, but you know they had more opportunities because they didn't turn the ball over. A lot more opportunities. Baylor only took 38 shots for the game. So, because of the turnovers, because of the persistent defense. So, yeah, this is not that same kind of it's that same kind of effort that you usually get out of the Cougs, but it's not that same kind of defensive force that other teams that Kelvin has had. Let me ask you this. There's a lot of wide receiver talk right now. And I just, you know, there's stories out yesterday about Stephon Diggs re-signing. Deebo Samuel is out there. Cooper Kupp is out there. There are some wide receiver, and this is a good wide receiver draft, right?
It's not a great wide receiver draft.
At the top, you've got some nice guys, right?
Not drafting at the top.
You're not getting there. No. Well, Ibuka could be there.
Yeah, it's solid. It's solid. Yep. I don't think it's not spectacular at the top. It's okay. It's okay. I mean, but there's always guys who can. It doesn't really matter. There's always guys who.
I mean, well, who knew Puka Nacua was going to be what he is?
Yeah, you did.
Right.
And he was a third day pick, like a fifth or sixth round pick. I mean, you don't find those. That's rare to find those guys. You know what I mean? But But you know, you can. But you can find wide. That's the point, though. You can find wide receivers. Let me see.
Yeah.
I've got at the top. I've got. Travis Hunter, but, you know, he's being listed as a cornerback by a lot of teams. I think Luther Burden is a really good wide receiver. I think he'll fall a little bit later in the first round.
Now, somebody had Luther going to the Texans.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't mind it. I think he's really talented. I don't think the Arizona receivers as talented as people. I think a lot. He's great ball skills when the ball's up, but he's not real physical for a big wide receiver, and He you'll see a lot of highlight reel stuff, but then game by game he doesn't separate. He's more like Drake London. And Drake London's a nice receiver, but he's not a top 10 receiver. He was drafted in the top 10, but that's not who he is. He's a good receiver.
Oregon? What about Tez?
I like Tez in later in the draft. He's 160 something pounds.
We need little wide receivers, Lance.
We're done. I had a long conversation with my boy who used to be the assistant GM of the Jets.
Which kid?
Rex Hogan. And Rex, he's like, Lance, we were talking about small receivers. He said, Lance, he goes, there's a reason there's weight classes. if you get hit, if little people get hit by big people, they don't tend to last. And he said, I can't tell you how many arguments I've had in draft rooms over the years on the right side and wrong side of that one, where you try to make an allowance for a little guy at a position. And it can be any position. You know, it's literally, to them, it can be running back, you know, with the 188-pound running back, or it can be wide receiver, it can be cornerback or whatever. And they just, teams have just gotten it, because they do a bunch of studies on this, and they just, there are some teams who just absolutely will not make an allowance for small.
Will you make an allowance for this? He was injured last year.
Tez?
No. He was injured last year. He was on your roster, and he is spending his offseason being spotted with Cardi B.
Oh, that's got to be freaking Stephon Diggs.
Community D, Stephon Diggs. Uh-huh. Does that make you more? Do you want him more now that he's been spotted with Cardi B, or less for a return with the Texans?
That same. Like, I don't really. They put themselves in a pickle because of the $16.8 million hit. I didn't realize that was actually a bad deal. You know, I was okay with it as a rental. I didn't realize you had a $16.8 million hammer at the end of it. Like, I didn't realize that's what happened with the contract that they did when they redid it. You have no second rounder this year. You got a $16.8 million overhang of salary cap this year. Like, that wasn't a very good deal. At the time, I thought, you know, you're going for it a little bit. That's fine. But I didn't know that you had this money at the back end that almost leverages you into making, you either get a cap hit or make a deal that you may not want to make.
Has the deal ever worked out for the Texans when it was couched as they're going for it?
No. Uh-uh. No, but we're only thinking of two, obviously.
Well, they rarely just go for it. But this past offseason was, we're in. Now, the Mixon thing worked out. They traded for a running back and didn't cost him very much, and he's worked out. They gave him an extension. Stephon Diggs, we know that contract. This season was one where they thought they had a real shot. They just overestimated their talent at offensive line. So I hear the receiver stuff, but I barely care because we watched the Super Bowl. Sure, A.J. Brown, cool. Devontae Smith, cool. But the Eagles could hold up, and they could rush a passer. Sean and I talked about this yesterday. The Texans can rush the passer. They have guys for that. They cannot hold up.
No.
So, understand the glamour, Debo's out there, Stephon Diggs, maybe receiver, but what's the pathway to fixing their biggest issue? Is it easier than, or is it harder than acquiring another receiver?
Well, it's hard. I mean, you have to get offensive line right.
I know. So the pathway, everyone here is receiver. Oh, just go sign one, go draft one. That seems like the easy fix for that position. How difficult or easy will it be to get this offensive line right?
Harder. That's harder. I mean, you can look at free. The problem is because good players don't usually hit free agency.
Are you paying Trey Smith?
Oh, I would. I would if he's out there, but I don't think he has the money to do it. So you can, I can tell you, I'd like to. There's no way the Kansas City lets Trey Smith get away. They love Trey Smith. No. There's no way, but you don't have the money to do it. This is the problem: is your cap hamstrung. Yeah, no, you didn't have a lot of cap room going in anyway, and you know you've got this this impending doom of the cap hit for a guy who's running around trying to slam Cardi B. That's not, I mean, I want you out there trying to get that knee right.
I don't know if he has to try. I think that might be accomplished.
Might just work.
But by the way, the Texans do, they got a first, a second, a third, a fourth, fifth, no sixth. They traded that away. And a seventh
round. Did they lose a second last year?
Didn't they trade out?
Oh, because they got a extra second when they traded out of the first. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, right.
So they gave up the second last year.
Yeah, so they got their second rounder this year. So I don't know. That's a tough question, Dale. That is a really tough question. What do you trade for Debo? What is Debo worth?
Debo is such a huge pain, but he's how much time has he missed due to injury? He did in college. I think he's missed a lot of time as a pro.
He's only 29. He's still got a lot left in the tank.
He
has tarnished his.
He played 15 games last year. So he was
15, 15, 12, 16, yeah, he's 5, well, 15. Bad. He usually is going to miss you 1 to 2 games a year.
Yeah.
Well, the last 3 years he's missed, what, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 games the
over
last
the course
years.
Of 3 seasons. So yeah. About what's less than 3 a year.
I mean, what's he worth, a third?
Yeah, I think so. I think about a third based on relative
Cooper
to
Cup,
his.
A fifth?
Yeah, fifth or sixth. Yeah. Cooper's at the end of his, you know, he's getting towards the end of his career. He's not really getting open anymore. So I love the name Cooper Kupp. You know, we know what he's done in the past, and if you like nostalgia, but teams aren't going to give up a whole lot for that.
Matthew Golden or fold the franchise?
Huh?
Don't miss out like last draft with Brian Thomas Jr.
Fold the franchise?
Fold the if you don't take Matthew Golden,
Matthew
fold
Golden or
the
fold
franchise.
The franchise?
Yeah, fold the
Matthew
franchise.
Matthew Golden is not going to check in at 6'3 and run a 4.3 40. That dude was with a 40-inch vertical leap. That dude was a freak. Brian Thomas was a living, walking freak show.
Well, you,
by the
okay,
way,
you missed
15
out on
touchdown
him.
Passes. Well, we ain't missing out on him because Brian Thomas isn't in his draft. Brian Thomas would be the first receiver picked.
All I know is you missed out on him.
Well, Matthew Golden ain't him. Fold it then. Move on.
Matthew Golden. Oh,
fold
did
it.
He catch? Okay, 4th and 26. What did he do?
Well,
touchdown.
It was 4th and 23. Yeah. It was 4th and 13, not 26.
Fourth well, actually,
Freddie
you
Mitchell,
know what you're doing.
Didn't Dale. Freddie Mitchell catch 4th and 26 a long time ago against the Packers? Wasn't that him?
Oh yeah.
Right. Fold the franchise. Right. Bring back Freddie Mitchell.
And you missed out on him too. So fold the franchise.
That's true. They did miss out on Freddie Mitchell.
Yeah, they did miss out on Freddie Mitchell. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, let's go. Right now, we got to talk a little Zadig Jewelers.
Zadig Jewelers is the difference maker when it comes to Valentine's Day. And you've got a chance to do something special for Valentine's Day or do the same old, same old. The same old, same old, let me tell you, that'll be, oh, that's nice. Thank you. Thank you for these flowers. Thank you for this dinner where we're actually had reservations, but we still end up waiting 20 minutes longer because somebody sits here. The bottom line is you've got to do your best to show her how special she is from time to time. You don't have to do it every day, but don't you want to do that? Don't you want to make sure that your wife or girlfriend or whoever it is knows how special they are? Well, that's what Zadig Jewelers does for you. They're the difference makers. They have people working there who understand everything there is about every designer, about every trend and style and design. You know, they're going to find something that is going to make your girl, your wife, your partner absolutely love it. And that's what you want to accomplish at Valentine's Day, making sure that they know how special they are. And if you want to make a splash, nobody splashes the pot harder than Zadig Jewelers. Zadig.com, 1801 Post Oak Boulevard, there for over 4 decades off of Post Oak Boulevard, making magic with the best jewelry that you're going to find in the entire city and one of the best jewelers in the entire state, Zadig Jewelers.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. Record numbers for the Super Bowl. And a crappy, what a crap game to have that many people. Average, what, 126 million? At one point, they had 135 in the second quarter.
Uh-huh.
A 34, at one point, 34 to nothing game. It just tells you the NFL, it's just the boss.
Yep, we're the boss of everybody.
You can do it. Can do whatever it wants.
That's right.
It really
don't forget
can.
That
it can put games on pay channels, and then still run commercials. I mean, you want to talk about bold? You want to talk about
well, what pay? Well, yeah, that's part of the deal. If you pay for it, you get the inventory.
Well, I pay for Prime already, and then I gotta watch commercials.
Well, that's a Prime decision. That's Prime. Well, you have time in between, of course. Prime's trying to get some of their money back.
Let's play the game with no commercials. How about that?
They got
how about
the
we
break.
Just go to the next play?
No, you have to break. And plus,
no, we don't have to break.
Yeah, Prime's got to get their money back. You
well,
can't
screw
pay
Prime. They're getting their money
screw
back.
You.
With me paying
screw
them.
You. We're the boss of you. Shut up, John. Nobody cares what you say. Go back to wearing your UFL crap or whatever you wear.
UFO.
Yeah.
No.
Go back to wearing your Roughnecks crap. We're the boss
XFL.
Of you.
XFL.
I'm going to tell Roger. Roger will have you murdered.
Wow.
If you just
yeah.
keep up.
He is a crime boss.
If you
he
just
is a crime
up.
Boss.
Roger's
it's
the
a
boss
crime.
Of you.
It's a crime what they're charging us for tickets, for stadiums. It's for and then we have to watch all these commercials. And then he wants to play 18 games and kill everyone on the field.
What?
I mean, yeah. Yeah. That's what he wants. He's trying to kill every player. He doesn't care about players. He just wants to collect his $70 million a year.
Yeah, it's nice to get that.
Yeah, it's real nice to
it's
get
nice
that.
It's nice to have
and
that.
And you're part of the problem. You work for him.
I just know that
you just keep collecting.
Rod has done a great job of building our league. You see, it doesn't matter where we put our games. We could put our games on Oxygen Network, and it's going to have billions. You know, too bad. Too bad, so sad for the rest of you guys.
It's the highest ratings. It gets the highest ratings.
The very best ratings. Gold star best ratings. So XFL, failing XFL, tried to compete in The Rock. A sad,
XFL
miserable guy during the Attitude Era of wrestling.
The XFL is the HuffPost. Of football, okay? That's what it is.
Oh, my
failing.
God.
Failing. I thought it failed. It's over. No, XFL returns, or UFL or something. I don't know what it is anymore.
Yeah, it's the UFL.
Well, as of Sunday, in 7 weeks, they told us. UFL
seven
returns
weeks.
In 7 weeks. Don't be sad that football's gone.
Yeah, well, football's
back.
In 7
football
weeks.
Football's back in 7 weeks. That's what I was heard.
But
what I
also,
heard.
March Madness will be over by then.
No,
we'll have
title game.
Right, the title game is early April.
Right, it's the first weekend of April.
We'll be at the very end in 7 weeks.
Yeah,
7 weeks.
Do we have the Final Four this year?
We're outside of the San Antonio does.
Oh, that's right, San Antonio. That's right. Because we were asked if we wanted credentials.
Uh-huh.
Who wants to go to San Antonio?
Well, it's not that bad of a drive if you love college basketball. What if the Cougs are in it? You're not going to San Antonio?
Oh, if the Cougs are in it, that's a different story.
Yeah, we just had a conversation about their potential. Yeah.
Look at this. Can you show the Cougs some love, please?
Yeah. No, I love the Cougs. That's my favorite team.
Yeah, we are not on the Final Four schedule through 2031. They have them all listed where the Final Fours will be. Indianapolis has it twice between now and 2031.
Boy, they love Indianapolis. College basketball loves college football and basketball.
So we got San Antonio.
They really do, and they don't get new stadiums. You don't have to buy
we're
going to break this down and get something new or we'll never come here again. Bust it up. You know why? Because it's easy. It's easy to get from location to location. They got their tunnel system when it's cold, and it's not going to be that – well, it could be cold in April, but it's on a grid. It's a super easy city to get around. Everything is organized, and they have a huge convention center attached to everything.
I didn't know you were part of the welcome committee for Indianapolis.
Yeah. I'm there every year. Like,
why don't you move there if you love it so much?
We don't want to – the food is – that overrated steakhouse they have.
There's one steakhouse in the whole city.
That's
literally one steakhouse.
Nah, there's more, but there's no one that talks about any of the other ones. They actually have a couple of really good restaurants, but you can't, everyone there, you going to St. Elmo's Steakhouse for why? For that weak-ass steak that they have?
This is a product.
I'm from Texas, son. Don't be trying to give me this old bootleg-ass steak.
This is a product of Michael.
I will admit, Peach Pine Meats.
Now he's a... Oh, he's like he was a quarterback snob. Now he's a steak snob.
Definitely.
No, you would vomit if you saw the steaks they had.
Oh no!
They're not even prime. They're choice. You're paying like, $40 and $50 for a strip. That's a choice strip, not even a prime strip. Nobody in the state of Texas would do that. We go to HEB and get way better steaks.
So somebody told me. I mean, Pappas Steak is excellent.
Yeah.
It's been – somebody told me the Capital Grill has gotten really good.
Well, they always have been. Capital Grill's good.
They've taken a step.
It was about – there's a lot of competition out there. Morton's and
– Yeah. My Own
Steak
House.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, how often I go to steak places? Almost never. Because if I can get a great piece of meat and you know how to cook it,
well, it's $70 at a great steakhouse
now. That's what I'm saying. Why? Yeah. For what?
What if you want to? If you don't get the opportunity to go to Lance's Steakhouse, which is his house,
yeah, and let, you're not going to.
We'll clean this up. While we don't have a Final Four in the next 5-6 years, we do have a regional next year at Toyota Center. So
okay,
so you know maybe the Cougs probably going to be pretty good again. So there's that could be a chance where they can play that at home. Although they may screw them, but you know we will have that event here next year. But no Final Fours. San Antonio gets one. Dallas gets one, and Indianapolis gets two. Pick it up, whoever runs that
but
thing
you
here.
You notice how? Yeah, say it again. What's San the deal? Antonio, just... Dallas, and who else?
So you've got San Antonio this year. Indianapolis has two. North Texas, Jerry's World
because
has one.
It's out of the way. All those places. San Antonio doesn't have the same density that we have. You don't have Indianapolis is out of the way, basically.
Atlanta has one. Vegas has one.
Now, I'm surprised Vegas got one already, but I guess I shouldn't be. And then that's the one advantage of Jerry World. It's north of all the crush. So it's kind of separated a little bit, which is, I think, one of the advantages of having this. You know, you don't want to be just stuck in a bunch of traffic, and that's probably one disadvantage we have. But there's really no disadvantage. We should be able to have, you know, it's fine. It's not terrible. The traffic's not terrible getting there for a Final Four weekend.
On Monday night. Monday night.
I mean, Monday can be a little bit of a.
Monday night's not great.
Monday's not great.
But we've got a lot of hotels around. I mean, well, maybe.
Well, that's not a great. Now, that is not a great area to just post up if you want to, like, be there for the week. Not necessarily. There's not a lot of things to do.
Yeah.
Is this why the push is coming to get themselves a new building? Because they're losing out on major events.
Well, like he just said, Indianapolis doesn't have that problem.
Well, understood. But what are the McNairs going to push to try to
work harder at getting these events? Huh?
Well, that's why I think that's why they changed presidents to
team president.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, team presidents. I think it's to do just that, and it just so happens that he's got a background in stadiums too.
He builds stadium. Yeah,
He's done both. He's actually, if you look at his background, he's Greg Grissom had a certain background. This guy's got a background like a Tad Brown. Like
Greg was a sales guy.
Yeah. This guy puts together large deals, and it's just different. It's different. I think it does represent either a desire to go get a new stadium in the future. How near, we don't know. I think it'd be wildly unsuccessful, so they really have to be careful. But I think it's just a matter of time before they could come after a new stadium, which is not a good idea right now. But I get it. You know, you want to make your money, and don't you come trying to think you're going to get it off the taxpayers' backs, because that ain't happening. No one's giving
you
that.
713-780-3776. If you got anything that you want to talk about, you're more than welcome to do that. Right now, I'm talking about Doc Linville. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you looking in the mirror this morning and going, man, that's receding. Or, man, look at the bald spot, how it's growing. Don't let it grow anymore, okay? Do something about it. You don't have to be bald. You don't. It's an easy process. It's a basically painless process, although he does have a 3-day anesthetic. I didn't need it. When I did my neografting, it was easy. It was simple. I was back at work on, you know, fine on Saturday, Sunday, and I'm back in work on Monday. It's just a great process. It's so simple. It might be just a PRP where you stimulate your own growth, okay? But if you're starting to thin, you're in your 30s, and your hair's starting to thin, you're like, whoa, I don't need this in my life. No, you don't, and you don't have to have it in your life anymore, not with Doc Linville. He can also do other stuff. You want abs, you can get that. You want to fix your eyes, you can do that. There's all kinds of stuff. Doc Linville takes care of guys too, okay? He's been taking care of women for years, and now he takes care of guys as well. So you got an issue. Don't let it linger. Don't go bald and then go, well, I want hair. No, do it now. Do it now before it's too late. 975hair.com, 975hair.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back. here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 on this beautiful Tuesday morning. Is it? It's supposed to get cold there, right? Is it getting cold?
No, it's actually warmer than yesterday.
It is?
Yeah, it was pretty humid this morning. I think it's going to. It's just not quite. Not yet. It was actually cooler last night when I went on a walk.
Yeah, I'd seen that we were going to get lower temperatures. But
It says it's 69 right now, but its dew point must be high because it doesn't feel like it.
For those
of you
that missed it.
Let me check dew point out real quick, guys.
For those of you that missed it.
Oh, oh, hey, 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 hey.
All right, that's enough of that. That's enough of that.
Who's that for, Dale?
For our L.A. Johnny Hall of Famer, John Granato. I was informed that it's his birthday today.
Who told you that?
Twitter.
Twitter did?
Yes. Twitter told you that? Happy birthday, L.A. Johnny.
You're welcome.
You fly back to be with the family for your birthday?
It's Texas. I'm the Texas Dolly.
No. Well, not currently, you're not. No. Not if you live in L.A., you're not. What are you looking up, dew point?
New Alabama wide receiver Ryan Williams.
Oh, I saw that.
Signed an NIL deal with nail polish brand Sally Hansen. He's getting 2.3. Well,
take the bag, man.
Actually, it doesn't say what he's getting. But he gets to paint his fingernails now for money. So congratulations to Ryan Williams.
Well, that's happened. Caleb.
Not in Nick Saban's America. Caleb, not in Nick Saban's you mean not Alabama Nick Saban's, Crimson
Caleb
Tide.
Caleb Williams gets paid to paint his nails. Doesn't Jalen Green get paid
Caleb
to paint
Williams
his nails?
Caleb Williams doesn't get paid to do it. He likes to
well,
do
he,
it.
Well, he, at first.
He probably does it. Somebody goes, hey, will you rep our brand? And he goes, yeah, for merch, for products.
Yeah.
I don't even need money. Just give me some new lacquered pink or whatever.
Gloss. And Jalen Green has a deal.
Yeah, great. Super.
Look, if the kid can wear Kill Everybody Eye Black, just let him paint his nails. There's a balance. He's complicated.
Yeah.
There are levels. Like,
he's Jeremiah Smith is going to get drafted so much earlier.
Well, Jeremiah Smith is a freak. This kid is great. But
Jeremiah is a freak.
He's slender, at least right now.
Yeah.
Ryan Williams.
He's not slim thick. He's just slender.
I don't think I would call a receiver slim thick ever, but to each it, their own. You should write that in your next write-up of a receiver.
A lot of my receivers are gone already.
Slim thick?
with C's. With two C's. Not CK.
Tell him what a slim thick girl is.
No, you do it. You use the phrase. Yeah, you do it. No, don't make me do it.
I know what a slim thick girl is.
Okay.
I know what a slim thick. I've seen slim thick girls. Yeah.
Well, we all have.
Yeah, it's great. Did you?
It is great, John. Okay.
If that's your thing,
it is great.
To each his own. Don't try to boss people.
I'm a big fan.
Some people like skinny minis. Other people like slim thick. It's what it is. Yeah.
There's in between. Yeah. There's shades. There's differences in between. It's not one or the other.
But one is clearly better.
Oh yeah. Wow! There we go.
No, he's right.
People have preferences, but one is clearly better.
Yeah. I mean, go ahead.
You can guess.
You know, remember Carlton Thompson from the Chronicle?
Yeah.
He and I used to have that argument. I went over to the good side. I was on the dark side before. I went over up to
What's
the
dark
side? Really skinny girls.
I thought we were moving on to sports. I didn't know he was still talking about this. He mentioned a sports figure. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. No. Carlton we were traveling. We were on the road, and I was like, God, Lord, that's – and he was like, that's awesome. I was like, good Lord, that's way too much. And it turned out he was right. So Ryan Hollins had to apologize. Can you play this clip, though?
Well, I mean, do you want to read his long missive about why people took it out of context while I find it? He went to Twitter to apologize.
It was Grady Dick who was involved.
Yes, which has led to many jokes. And Grady Dick is in on it because he trades jerseys with guys. Like he traded his jersey with a Orlando Magic player whose last name is Black.
Okay.
And they hold the jerseys up in front of each other. And yes.
Right. So, can you play it or not? What do you think?
I don't know, man.
It's not a reference. It's not a sexual reference. It's actually, he's talking about Grady Dick.
And yeah, he is. That is Grady Dick on the face.
Yeah.
I mean, on the floor of the picture.
Well,
actually, you can't. Yeah, actually, you, as long as you give it context.
Yeah,
yes, you can.
You can. You can, actually. As long as you're not making a sexual reference.
Yeah.
Do you trust this show not to take
I'm
it
not
going
to say anything. I don't
John?
Trust, I don't trust him.
When you hear what he says, are you, I have it ready.
What he said was, later in the game, one of our guys was knocked down for some time, and the exact phrase was said was, he got D in the face.
Well. Okay?
Grady Dick was laying on the floor.
Right.
After being hit in the face.
Well, that's not.
He got D in the face. Right.
No, that's not. That's not an accurate representation.
So here is the audio. Grady Dick is laying on the ground, being attended to.
Grady Dick got hit in the face.
Yes, he's being attended to by trainers.
Grady Dick got hit in the face.
He's laying on the Toyota Center floor.
Okay, let's see if this phrasing even makes sense.
Here we go.
Yeah, somebody got Dick in the face, Craig. See if he's okay.
Somebody got in the face. Grady Dick in the face. He didn't say Grady Dick. He just said.
Let's see if he's okay.
Yeah.
He was trying to. He's.
And then he had to apologize.
So? He was just telling you. Somebody got him. Like, somebody got Shingun in the face. None of us would even blink.
Yeah, right.
Somebody got Tari in the face. No one would even blink. Let that man do his job.
Should he have said someone got Grady Dick in the face?
Well, even still, he would have caught it.
Well, I think he would have been safer if he had used the full name.
He's doing his job. You know what the problem is? It's all of you little whiny, fussy crybabies out there. Let that man do his job. He's not trying to cook. He's just trying to do his job.
Yeah, somebody got Dick in the face, Craig.
And that's what he had to apologize for.
Yeah,
but he did.
Happens.
That's his name.
It is his name.
It happens.
But, you know, it's the internet, and they clip one part of it, the 4-second part that...
Trying to get our guy in trouble.
Yeah.
He had to apologize.
He had to go on Twitter and explain
himself. He had to
himself.
Apologize because people like you, John, are putting you're ruining our country, Ryan Hollins.
What?
Guess what Jeter said about this conversation.
That was his nickname in high school.
No. That's what people said about him. It wouldn't be his nickname.
That's what he says.
That's what he says.
I'm not even in there.
But how does this one
know.
Make sense? That one does. It would have to be something else.
No, it's actually not.
No.
So Ryan Holland took to Twitter talking about how people miss the context of everything, and the 1 4-second clip goes viral.
We have a listener who is very openly gay.
Yes, he's
in
Twitch.
And everyone loves him in Twitch, and everyone plays along. And we will say things on our show. And for last year and a half or whatever, he said, that was my name. That was my nickname in high school.
So
if somebody says something.
So if what Ryan Holland said was his name in high school?
He probably said that was my, everyone said, and they just said that was Jetters, and then they stopped because everyone knows nickname in high school.
Got it.
Yes, that's the whole thing that our chat does. Yes. Yes, yeah. That's how that works.
That's it.
It's
that's
a fun
happens.
Little thing they do. It's not for everybody. It's not for John's granddaughter who watches the stream, and hopefully the chat doesn't show up.
She's not going to be reading that. Nope. She's not involved in Twitch. Nope. But my daughter and my son-in-law are, and they say it's a very bad place to be. It's a bad place to be.
Yeah, so, of course. Well, so is this show sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah, we're right. So apparently, according to the way Jeter talks about it, that's never.
I don't like it. I just went in this chat. I don't like anything that they're saying about this story.
You're surprised by the context
this is not,
of what the chat has right now.
This is not.
Yeah.
I mean, D's obviously is a. Mm. But no, this is a lot of this cannot be.
So
said
part of his notes app explanation when play stop.
He had to go to a notes app.
That's what he put out there.
Come on, children.
When play stop, you'll go to a replay. Upon the replay, you could see the hit to the face as we explain why he stayed on the floor. Yes, after saying it, you realize what you said and feel the childish embarrassment. He went on.
Did they not giggle?
Well, we didn't hear any giggling.
Well, we giggle when somebody says something we don't like that you didn't expect. We do that too. Craig is a pro, though. He probably didn't giggle.
He probably didn't giggle, but I know I would have.
Well, you would have, but you're not.
You're not a pro.
You can't be on one of those broadcasts.
Above all, if there's anyone offended, I send my apologies. Love you guys. Check us out next game.
What if the guy's name was Billy Nuts? Then what?
What?
Nuts got it in the face?
No, he got nuts in the
face. Yeah, he would have said.
He even asked, do you trust us not to do something?
I said,
I'm not going to.
Yeah, well, it wasn't really about you.
I am. Yeah, I knew it wasn't about me. It was about the problem.
Right. What about Lonzo Ball?
No.
Nope.
If both of them. But his name is Ball.
What if you got Melo and Lonzo?
If you hit LaMelo and Lonzo at the same time in the face? That means.
So, you know what?
Teammate had to hit one of them.
Are you proud that. No. Is Leo out there listening to all this right now?
No, we don't have an intern out there.
Okay, today. Good.
Okay, good. No. Nobody?
No.
Soraya's not there?
I haven't seen her. I don't believe we have an intern. We had some rain, so maybe traffic's an issue. But. Yeah. Yeah, it's not a proud moment for the show. We don't have many, to be honest.
Nope. We do have John Clay Wolf. We do have GimmeTheVin.com. That's what we have. We have GimmeTheVin.com telling you, please, people, please sell your car to John Clay Wolf. Listen, he wants to buy your car. He wants to give you more money. Why would you turn that down? Okay? Why would you not go to GimmeTheVin.com if you're selling your car? Oh, no, well, I know what it's worth. No, you don't. You don't know what your car is worth. You don't know what you can get for it, all right? He'll look at it, and it's so easy. You go in there, you put your license plate number or your VIN number. It's give me the VIN, but you can put your license plate in. And it takes about 15 minutes to get a quote. That's it. It's easy. It's simple. It's wonderful. It's the best way to go about this thing because you find out what your car is worth. Then you go armed to with that. You go to your dealership or you go to your brother-in-law. Or you go to CarMax and you tell them, hey, I can get at least this. And they'll say, well, we can't pay that much. Well, guess what? I'm getting that much because John Clay Wolf's going to give it to me. GiveMeTheVin.com. It's where you sell your car. You have to go every single time. If he can't beat CarMax's offer, he'll send you $100. So you got a guarantee. GiveMeTheVin.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What do you think? Get in. 713-780-3776. Anything that you want to talk about, you're more than welcome. 713-780-3776. That guy that... You know that guy with the Palestinian flag at halftime?
Yeah, I didn't even see him. I read this story, but I wasn't aware that even happened.
Yeah, the dude, he was in the soup. He was one of the dancers or whatever in the halftime show, and he snuck in the flag underneath his shirt or whatever, and then in the middle of the show, he jumped down off of that stage and started running around with the Palestinian flag. Now, he's been banned from all.
Oh, he can't go to any stadiums anymore.
Yeah,
he's probably like, I don't go to football. What's wrong with y'all?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how you ban somebody from every stadium in the NFL. I just don't. Because is his picture at every entrance? Is that what we're doing? No.
No, but maybe that means that if he's caught, he's arrested. There is facial recognition coming now, just so you know.
Yeah, but.
It's on the way, but that's going to be like everywhere. So once you get put in a database, John, you're cooked.
Well, so it's coming. It's not here now. So,
it's here. Yeah. It's just not being
well. And then there's also I don't know if you've seen these masks.
Don't they use it in England, by the way. I think they use it for soccer hooligans.
They do,
which they have to. I watched a Polish show on Netflix, by the way, called Hooligan, and it's all about this one kid who this one kid who loves this team, and then something bad happens with his team, so he goes over to the other team. I won't say, but it involves him getting his hand chopped off. And so he goes over to this other team that's like his dad can barely even look at him once he switches teams. I think this hooligans, like I really got a sense of, man, for a lot of these guys, this is like gang culture. They just go to fight and, you know, they're training for their fights against the other hooligans. I just want to watch soccer. When I go to Goodison Park, am I going to have to have brass knuckles with me and hit somebody with the bat? Or can I just watch Calvert-Lewin not score again on a header?
Depends on where you're sitting and what colors you're wearing.
Yeah, can't we just watch games?
No, yeah, you can't. You can't.
You went to a La Liga match, right? It's not as crazy, I don't think, in La Liga.
No, well, I didn't see any opposing jerseys, to tell you the truth. When I went to Roma, I mean, they've got plexiglass 20 feet high.
That's usually a sign.
To shield yes. The home team from the visitors.
That's usually a sign. The European whites are a problem in soccer. I don't know what's wrong with them. We're fine. We don't do this kind of stuff. The U.S. men's national team.
Did you ever go to a Philly game?
Well, we don't do this stuff in soccer.
By the way, did you
see soccer?
Did you see these idiots celebrating, tearing up the streets and the street lights?
Yeah.
I mean, couldn't be. Listen, could we have had two worse fan bases that won it all this year between Ohio State and Philadelphia?
The most violent fan bases in the country?
Could it be any worse? There's not a worse fan base than Ohio State. Biggest a-holes in college football. Biggest a-holes in the NFL are Philadelphia fans. I mean, they're getting rewarded for a-holism? I mean, are you kidding me? They're the worst. Philly fans and Ohio State fans, congratulations. You're getting paid off for your jerkism. That's just terrible. That's awful.
Did you? Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's kind of.
Well, you know what? Maybe we need to be bigger jerks to our sports teams so that they listen to us and actually go get a
white corner.
Go get a
white corner.
Well, guess what? That white corner sure did play good.
He did.
He did. He really did.
I saw his dunk videos from high school resurfacing now. I saw them all during draft, and resurfacing again where he was dunking on everybody.
Will he be a top 10 jersey next year?
No, not top 10.
Yeah, I bet you he is.
Why?
A lot of white people are going to buy it.
I don't think you can buy an Eagles fans jersey. I think a lot of fans are with you. They don't like Eagles fans, and they just can't fathom wearing an Eagle jersey.
Yeah, but he'll be a top 10 jersey. Why?
Well, if you put it on the back of a Bills jersey. If you put it on the back of a Bills jersey, you put the name on the back of a Bills jersey. Football fans are not going to wear Eagles jerseys, not if they have an actual team. This has to be a bunch of this has to just be basically white nationalists.
Yeah. I mean,
you're basically just a bunch of white nationalists, far right Nazis. I mean, I can see that jersey moving kind of like the Kanye. Did you see what Kanye's selling?
No.
I'm sure you saw that. Oh, you didn't see? Kanye had a commercial.
His wife's dress?
No. Oh, no. You wish. No, this is Kanye telling everyone it's the most obnoxious commercial. He's just on an iPhone, and he's like, I don't really have any money because I spent all my money on these teeth that I have right here. So now I'm like shooting this on this iPhone I'm holding up. It's like something he's holding up. As he's sitting down, just showing his face, he goes, and at the end of the 30-second commercial, he goes, go to Yeezy.com. So you go there, and he's selling one thing, a shirt with a swastika on it. That's it. He's literally just a Nazi now at this point. He's just trying to capitalize on being a Nazi. And he spent $8 million to go sell swastika shirts, and people are buying them? Okay.
Did you happen to see what the Nazis caught in Cincinnati?
Yes, I saw that guy.
Yeah, no, it was a rally,
the guy who pulled up and had his own gun.
No, well, it was a big group of people that shut that down. They shut that down in a hurry. Mm. All right,
I didn't see that.
The Nazis didn't win there. Anyway, Yeah, Cooper. I'm telling you, Cooper DeJean is going to be a top 10 a jersey seller next season. 713-780-3776, the number to hang with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We got 2 hours left in the show.
I was going to look at that, but I was like, should I Google in Nazi rally into an NFL computer? And I decided,
Probably not.
I got to figure out.
Cincinnati rally.
Yeah. I'll think of some other words that will get me there. What I can't do on the NFL computer is type in, Nazi rally. Search.
Do you have an HRMP
commercial right now? It'd be perfect.
No, my friend. Have a Taqueria Zarandas.
Good. Taqueria Zarandas is where, hey, how about the breakfast tacos we got on Friday? Oh, my gosh. Saul brought us, well, he gave it to Chelsea, our sales rep, who brought us 4 bags of breakfast tacos. There was ham, there was bacon, there was sausage, salchiche, and there was the chorizo. And the chorizo was phenomenal. All of them were really good. I had 3 of them. I didn't have ham, but I had 3 of them. And the chorizo was phenomenal, just absolutely phenomenal. All of them were great. But, I mean, that's one that can be a little too greasy sometimes. Sometimes it doesn't have as much flavor as you want. Like, you know when you have a great chorizo breakfast taco. You know when you have it immediately. One bite and you're good to go. You say, okay, this is the truth right here. But Taqueria Zarandas, their breakfast is always the truth. Whether you're bringing breakfast tacos into everyone at the office, maybe you want to have them cater your breakfast meeting. They can cater with, you know, their Arandas bakery. They have different types of sweets and pastries from the Arandas bakery. Then you can get tamales from the Arandas bakery, or you can just get breakfast tacos from Taqueria Zarandas. Make sure that you think of them on your catering options. But it's great for breakfast, for lunch, for dinner. And then, of course, when you have an opportunity to go to watch your favorite games there, that is something that is really, really special, is having food and friends and fun all right there at an Arandas Sports Bar location. And a lot of times they're in the actual restaurant at the bar area where they have kind of created its own space. Out off of 1960, that's one of the coolest sports bars that you're going to find. Tons of TVs. If you guys are listening from out there, you got to get to that location. Their own bar menu, the standard menu, and drinks that are, you know, different types of drinks on their drink menu as well, the cocktail menu. A lot of fun with some of the margaritas they have. It's Taqueria Zarandas. Locations all over Houston, Taqueria Zarandas.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.